chances are, as you're listening to my voice right now this morning, you're in the middle of your morning commute. You may be on the road. Maybe you're riding a train or a bus. The fact is, our productivity in this nation hinges on the health of our infrastructure. And yesterday, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood emphasized that fact. He made a passionate defense of the president's transportation budget.
The last generation left us a state-of-the-art interstate system. Thank goodness they did. Took us 50 years to build it. What we're going to do for the next generation is leave them the next generation of transportation.
Meanwhile, in Congress, there are two separate transportation bills that are stalled in both the House and the Senate. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. And Todd, in the past, no matter how high the dysfunction was in Washington, bills that dealt with transportation funding usually sailed through relatively smoothly. Why?
Usually they did well, Celeste, and you're right. The bottom line answer is that everybody always has a stake in the transportation bill because there are roads, interchanges, bridges, tunnels, train tracks in every district and every state across the nation. There has sort of been bipartisan buy-in. There's always disagreement over the details, of course, but there's always been bipartisan buy-in in the basic premise that small businesses, small and large, people, large families and small, can't make money, can't get to work without a good transportation infrastructure system. There are other reasons that I'm sure we'll talk about as to why these bills have sailed through that they don't anymore. But that's always been the basic reason, is that everybody's had a stake and everybody believed in the basic premise that good roads and good infrastructure meant easier business.
Well, another one of the reasons is that is beginning as far back as the Great Depression and even further far back, transportation projects have meant boots on the ground, right? Jobs.
Sure.
So why are these getting stalled at a time when the country needs jobs? Why would there be disagreement?
Well, Congress is in a state of disagreement right now. There are two big bills, one in the House and one in the Senate. And let's start in the House. The Republicans have got a $260 billion five-year transportation bill, which is a lot of money. Why are people disagreeing over it? Let's start with Democrats. Yes, they like the size of this bill because Democrats, you'd expect, want to spend plenty of money on transportation. President Obama wants to pour money into transportation for the very reason you mentioned. This is really a jobs bill. Transportation bills are one of the few kinds of bills that actually go through Congress that are direct job creators. That's right. And this one would be too. The problem Democrats have with this bill, really the way it's paid for. Always the Highway Trust Fund is paid for by when you pump your gas. Everybody pays 18.4 cents per gallon on the gas tax, and that money goes right into the Highway Trust Fund. The Highway Trust Fund builds roads and bridges and highways across the country. There is no appetite, zero appetite in Congress, especially among Republicans, for raising the gas tax, not one penny. How are Republicans therefore paying for all these new roads and bridge projects? Oil drilling, royalties, shale, Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, Keystone Pipeline, you name it. Democrats hate those ideas, so you can see why they would not be signed on to expanded drilling. On the Republican side, it's just really the number. There is conservative, Tea Party, freshman repugnance over the size of this bill, the size and scope. They don't like the way this bill is structured, and they don't like the size of the money. That has forced Republican leaders who have made this a major jobs billboard, Celeste, to do a whole bunch of machinations, break the bill up into three big pieces, kind of give everybody a menu. You can vote for this one, vote for that one, but they'll all pass eventually. They're not all going to pass eventually. They had to pull this stuff back, and it's not going to get done for weeks now because they're trying to cobble together the votes to get a bill passed that ordinarily would have passed very easily.
All right. So explain to me how this debate is shaping up and if there is any corner, glimmer of hope that these bills could make it through.
Sure, there's a glimmer of hope, but you know what else is making this really difficult? It'll probably pass eventually. There's some confidence that it will, but there's never a guarantee in the House or in the Senate, especially in the Senate. You know what's making this really difficult? Earmarks. Remember earmarks?
Yeah, how can I forget earmarks?
The transportation bill is traditionally the honeypot for earmarks, thousands of them. I think the last transportation bill had something like 3,400 earmarks in it. Why did they always pass easily, you asked before? Also, everybody got their earmarks. Well, there's a reason why this bill is getting so difficult on the floor. Listen to John Mica. I talked to him last night right off the House floor. He's chairman of the Transportation Committee, who's sort of explaining why this bill is taking so long, and it's just so very difficult.
And you could get it done a lot faster. I would have had it done 6 months ago. Most of the bills, the chairman, the ranking member, got so much discretionary money to give to earmarks. And then once they gave the earmark, you never heard another peep out of the members. Here, we're discussing actual policy, and people aren't being bought off for projects.
Wow. This is in gridlock because they aren't able to buy off the Congress people?
Well, that's Micah's take, but one of the consequences, and we said this before when Republicans banned earmarks, one of the consequences of banning earmarks, which is a fine policy for good government folks, is that people no longer feel like they have members of Congress, no longer feel like they have a direct buy-in into the fate of bills. You can call it being bought off, you can call it having projects in their district, but people are now opposing the policy on policy grounds and not whether or not they get the tunnel built in their district.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to watch and see whether either of these transportation bills eventually make it through. They're stalled in both the House and the Senate. But I want to give you one more question on this deal over the payroll tax that we talked about yesterday. Does that have any effect on the transportation bill in that making a deal on the payroll tax means they might be able to make a deal on other things?
Interestingly, it's made it a little bit harder. One of the ways that they paid for the payroll tax deal was they took some money out of federal pensions. This is a money that federal workers who work for the federal government pay into their pensions. The transportation bill, large part of it was paid for with some of that arcana in federal pensions. Well, guess what? When the priority became to do the payroll tax unemployment insurance bill, they took it. They took the money to do that, a good part of it, and it made it all the harder to get the transportation bill done because the payroll guys took their money. Well, they didn't take all of it. It turns out with the deal last night, they only took $15 billion. So one of the jobs they have to do here is find the money for the transportation bill to replace the money that the payroll deal took. They say they'll find it. They're going to try to find it. But this bill, if it passes, is not going to pass until at least the end of February. And the Senate bill is going to take just as long.
Well, let's put that back onto the list of things that we're watching to see if they ever make it through Congress. Right, Todd?
Yep.
Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent and part of our Transportation Nation project. You can read more from Transportation Nation at transportationnation.org. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.